Officials from VA Puget Sound heard from frustrated veterans last night at a town hall-style meeting in Tukwila. The event was the second one this week. It's an effort to listen to veterans in order to improve care at regional hospitals. More than 100 service members turned out, some driving for hours for a chance to voice their concerns to local officials. KUOW's Patricia Murphy reports.
While some in attendance credited the VA for saving their lives, most had issues with the timeliness of the care they received. David Winter served in the Gulf War. He has PTSD, chronic pain, and has also been diagnosed with bipolar disorder.
I've seen my psychiatrist 3 times this year for 20 minutes. That's what you get. You get 20 minutes with your psychiatrist every 6 weeks. So you're told. Sometimes you walk out of that clinic without even a 6-week slip.
In addition, Winter says his primary care doctor was more than an hour late for one scheduled phone appointment and never called for the second. When he inquired about the issue, Winter was told he was the no-show. VA Puget Sound Behavioral Health Director Joel Mitchell was contrite.
Plainly put, the scenario you described is absolutely unacceptable. There's no way around that.
VA staffers in the audience were taking notes. In some cases, administrators on the panel directed staffers to follow up with vets after the meeting. A few vets urged administrators to get out of their offices and walk the floors of the hospital to see what's really going on. Overall, though, officials did more listening than talking. Wednesday's forum and others like it across the country come as the VA tries to recover from allegations of slow care and falsifying records to cover up the delays. As of August, the VA Inspector General was still looking into an audit that found a third of hospital employees at the Lakewood and Seattle VAs were told to change how long vets waited for their appointments. I'm Patricia Murphy, KUOW News.